Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Lamed Dalet, and we are on Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. Towards the bottom, Amar Rebbe Elazar. So we're talking about the Mishnah and how to fit in the Mishnah to everything else that we know about the context of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about, as the Gemara proved from a number of points, context of Chulin, and the Mishnah is Mashma that if somebody shechs an animal and dam does not go out, then they're allowed to touch the meat with tameh hands. Mashma, if there was blood, then they wouldn't be able to touch the meat with tameh hands. So why wouldn't he be able to touch the meat? We're talking about chulin. So why can't you touch meat with tameh hands? So the Gemara had a suggestion of Rav Nachman in the name of Rabbi Bar Avuo, who says maybe we're talking about chulin that was bought with Meiser Sheni money. And if that's true, so, and there are some Tanaim that hold that Chulin bought with Meiser Sheni money have to touch with only Tahar hands. That was the suggestion, and then we said maybe not. Maybe that's only an issue of eating Meiser, but not in terms of touching Meiser. So then we had Rav Papa, who said maybe there are some Tanaim that hold that Yadayim could even be Rishons. Right, Yadayim Techilos Askinan, according to some. Maybe that's Rabbi Akiva, maybe that's Rav Shmuel Ben Elazar. That was suggestion number two, and we got into a little bit the case of hands and the case of Bia B'miksas Lav Shma Bia, or Shma Bia, the important line of Tosfos, that maybe there's a chilek between the same principle, but there's a difference between Beis HaMikdash and Bais HaMenuga. That also, I didn't mention it, but is relevant to the issue of putting Kfitzlach into the Kotel. There are some, there's a minority of Poskim that are against it, because it's putting your hands in. Is there kedusha within the wall of the kotel? Is an outer wall again? Ruba da'alma the minhag olam is to be mekel either b'miksas lav shma bia, or even that outer wall doesn't have kedusha in that sense. But either way, that was it's an issue that's brought up in that context. Again, the real context where it comes up also is where the besorah has to stand outside and put his hands in to be able to get sprinkled by the blood and the oil when he becomes tar. Either way, that was all number two. Suggestion of what the case is of our Mishnah, then maybe hands are Rishons. Then we got into Rabbi Akiva a little bit, but now we're up to number three. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amar Rabbi Oshia. Hacha bechulin shenasu al taras hakodesh askinan. We're talking about, again, chulin. It has to be chulin. That's the case we proved a few times. It's chulin that were not asu al taras hakodesh. That there are those that want to be able to always be in the practice of being totally tar. Maybe they're going to eat karbana sometimes. So they're even going to eat their chulin in a way as if, ki'ilu, it's taras hakodesh. And in that case, so then maybe they don't want to touch it, even though it's chulin, they don't want to touch the chulin with tameh hands because it is being made and nasu and related to as if it is kodesh. Udiloka Rabbi Yehoshua. And it's not like Rabbi Yehoshua, as we're about to see. Which Rabbi Yehoshua? Rabbi Yehoshua says that chulin shenasu ataras hakodesh, then a shlishi would not passel. Remember, the rules usually are, retuma always goes down. We'll get to Bezhem many exceptions today. But Risha makes a Sheni. Sheni only makes a Shlishi by Truma and Kachim. Shlishi only makes a Revi by Kachim. It's only susceptible, right? If a Shlishi touches anything else in the world, so then nothing happens, right? It's just not affected. So here, we're going to suggest that the hands are Sheni. We're talking about Chulin Shnas Vataras HaKodesh. It is not like Rabbi Yeshua, who says that Chulin Shnas Vataras HaKodesh, a Shlishi would not passel, as we will see. The Tanya, really this is a Mishnah. It's not, as the Mishnah says in Meseches Taharos. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Rabbi Eliezer says, Ha'ochel, ochel Rishon, Rishon. Sheni, Sheni. Shlishi, Shlishi. Rabbi Eliezer comes up with a Chiddush Din, a Din Drabanan. The Gemara says in Maseches Shabbos and Daf Yudalad that there is a Gzeira Drabanan. Rashi quotes it here. Tosfos quotes it here. Shabbos Yudalad Ma'al. The Chachamur goes there. That if somebody is eating food, that the food is well. Actually, let's see the machlokas first, and then we'll explain the case. Rabbi Lezer Omer Ha'ochel Ochel Rishon Rishon Sheni Sheni Shlishi Shlishi. Rabbi Lezer says if somebody eats food that is a Rishon, they become a Rishon. They become Rishon. It's a Din Drabanan, because food cannot make a person Tameh on a Daraisa level. So, if the food is a Rishon, the person becomes a Rishon. A Sheni, Sheni. Shlishi, Shlishi. Literally, halachically, you are what you eat, in a certain sense. Rishon, Sheni, and Shlishi, that is Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Rashi says, as we'll see soon also, it has to be a certain amount that you ate. You have to have eaten at least a half a pras. V'davka sha'achal chatzi pras, a half a loaf, shezo shir ochlin tameim, lifso lasak via. That's the shir of tamei food that is needed in order to be metame a person. Veshtei beitzim, it's the size of two eggs. Good. So that is Rabbi Elazar's shita, that whatever you eat, so then that is how tamei a person becomes. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua says, no, it's one level down. Ochel, I'm sorry, also I forgot to mention that this week's Shiurim are sponsored Le'ilud Ishbas Shlomo Shmuel ben Rav Yitzchak, and also sponsored in the Le'ilud Ishbas Bis'ana Mizels, whose yard site was Tezlein Teve, sponsored by her son, Charles Mizels. So the sponsorship for the week's Shiurim are Le'ilud Ishbas, those two people. Says the, again, back to the Brisa. So Rabbi Elazar says, whatever you eat, that's exactly the status of Tumah that the Chazal gave you. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, no, you go down a level. Ha'ochal ochal rishon v'sheni sheni. If somebody eats food that is a rishon or a sheni, so then they become a sheni. We'll see in the Gemara the reasons for this. Shlishi, if somebody eats a shlishi, they're sheni lakodesh v'ein sheni l'truma. If they eat a shlishi, then become a sheni lakodesh. Again, it seems random. We'll have to see the reasons for this. Sheni lakodesh, regarding kachim, you treat it as a sheni. V'ein sheni l'truma, but not for a truma. But all of that, and here's the key line for us, Bechulin shena'asu altaras truma. This is all talking about, all of the above is about chulin that are considered and related to on the level of truma. Altaras truma in altaras hakodesh lo. Mashma, only taras hatruma. This is related to chulin that's treated as if it's truma, but chulin that's treated as if it's kachim. We don't go so far, so why not? Kesavar, chulin shas altaras hakodesh, less bushlishi. Chulin shas altaras hakodesh doesn't have to worry about shlishi, meaning real kachim is affected by a shlishi. And if a shlishi latuma touches kachim, then the kachim becomes a revi. But here we're talking about the din of chulin that's treated as kachim. So it says Rabbi Yeshua, so for that we don't have to go so far. And the Mishnah says the Argamara, the Mishnah is following the Shita of Rabbi Elazar, not Rabbi Yeshua. It's talking about chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh, and that's the diak of the Mishnah, that if there's no blood, then you could touch it with tamei hands. But if there is blood, then you cannot touch it with tamei hands, because it's like Rabbi Elazar Shita, that shlishi hands would affect chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh. Good. So now let's get back to talk about this case. So what's the reason for this gzera? What's the reason that there's a gzera that if I eat food that's a sheni, then I'm going to become a sheni? Right? If I eat food that's a shlishi, why should that be? Why should this food make a person tamei? So Tosfos here quotes the Gemara in Shabbos, Yudalid. The worry is that somebody is going to be eating tamei food. Let's say I'm going to be eating a sheni latuma food, and then I'm going to get thirsty, and I'm going to take a drink of truma liquid while I have tamei food in my mouth. So at that point, my tamei food in my mouth is going to be metamei, the truma liquid that I am eating. So Chazal wanted to prevent that. So what did they say? That if you're eating tamei food, you're going to become tamei. So then you're not going to come to put the truma food, the truma liquid in your mouth. That's the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Yud Aleph. That's in the Sugi, if you're a member of the 18 Dvarim. The Yurchaz Dvarim, the Mishnah in Shabbos, Daf Yud Gimel Amaveis, the 18 Zeris that they made Bo Bayom in the attic of Hananya ben Chizkiya ben Garon. And they voted Beishamai Beisilal, but that was the machlokas. So that was what the Gemara says there. And Daf Yudalid, Zimnin de Achil Ochlin Temeim, Vishakil Mashkid de Truma. You'll be eating tummy food. You'll take a drink because you'll want to wash down your food. Vishadi Lapume, you'll throw the liquid of Truma into your mouth. Upasaluhu, and you will pasal it. Right, and then the same thing. Shasa, why they pasal Mashkid Temeim, Zimnin de Shasa Mashkid Temeim, Vishakil Ochlin de Truma. Vishadi Lapume, Apostlehu, right, and that's the two cases, and there are many other cases in the Yurchas Dvarim, but that's the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Yadala. So that's the suggestion that the Gemara makes. Tosfos, after quoting this, says, Vim Tomar, Viamai have a Rishon, Vaamai have a Rishon Besheni Sagi. Right? Why do you have to say that by a Rishon, you're a Rishon? Even if you become a Sheni, so you're still Pasal Truma, and that would be enough to prevent you from putting the truma liquid into your mouth. Why did Chazal have to say, according to Rabbi Elazar, why did Chazal have to say, if you eat a rishon, you are a rishon. Even if you eat a rishon, you should become a sheni. You have to be so machmir. And the same goal will be gotten. V'chitema, Tosfos says, Bishum Meiser Sheni, Dein Sheni Poslo. And if you want to include even Meiser Sheni, that's why a Meiser Sheni wouldn't be possible by a Sheni. That's why we want you to be a Rishon. V'alo Afilu Mashkin Chulin, not some Rishon Amai De Sheni. So Tosfos says, V'yesh Lomar, it's just easier. The Rebbe Lazar Mashra Midosav. Lazar says, Ochel Kamachal Lagamre. Rebbe Lazar wants it to be simple and smooth. You eat a Rishon, you are a Rishon. You eat a Sheni, you are a Sheni. You eat a Shlishi, you are a Shlishi. It's simple, straightforward, Mashra Midosav. So Rebbe Lazar says that's why the Rabbanan made such a Gzeira. Good. Rebbe Shammai here has an interesting line where Rebbe Shammai wonders. Actually, let's do the next three lines of the Gemara and then we'll make the comment of the Rashba. Says the Gemara, look what we just say, it's like Rebbe Eliezer against Rebbe Yehoshua. Because the Mishnah is about Chulin Shanasu Al Taras HaKodesh. Rebbe Yehoshua says, you don't have to worry about a Shlishi in that case. Rebbe Eliezer says, you do. And that's the case of the Mishnah. So the Gemara asks, Veluk Me B'Chulin Shanasu Al Taras Truma, Rebbe Yehoshua. Why didn't the Mishnah just say that it's not about Chulin Shanasu Al Taras HaKodesh, Chulin that's treated as Kodshim? So the person's always in practice of eating a karbon. Maybe it should be even chulin shasal taras truma, and then even Rabbi Yeshua agrees that tummy hands possible that, and then he can say he's even according to Rabbi Yeshua. The Gemara answers lo salka daitach. No, that's not a havamina, that a person would treat this with taras truma. Why? Because remember, the whole reason that we would treat something with tara of truma or kachem is because we don't want to get confused when we actually eat the truma or the kachem. So, when it comes to, what are we talking about in our Mishnah? We're talking about meat. So, chulin meat could get mixed up with kachim meat. But here, chulin shenasu al taras truma, but we're talking about meat. There's never meat that is truma. Truma is something that grows from the ground. And therefore, the Gemara says, lo salka daitach, tektani basar, di'ibit truma, basar mi'ika. Right? When it comes to truma, basar meek, there's ever going to be truma that's basar. So therefore, there's no reason that somebody would treat basar with the chumras of truma. Because that's never going to be asi lide that aveira. So Gemara says, elamai bakachim, chaya bakachim meeka. Aye, so kachim also doesn't work out, right? Remember, because our Mishnah said that if somebody checks behema, chaya va'of. There's never a carbon that comes from a chaya. All carbonos are behemas or ophos. So why would I, now that we said that the Mishnah is about chulin, shenas al taras hakodesh, why would I ever treat chaya, meat, with chula, as if it's taras hakodesh? So Gemara says, no, that's closer at least. Basar bebasar michlif, basar bepeiri lo michlif. You could get confused with meat and meat. So even if it's basar chaya, you might still treat that with taras hakodesh, because you can still get confused with other meat. Unlike fruit, that would never get confused. Good. Just a note on the last point, and that is obviously we know that there's never truma that comes in the form of meat, because truma has to be something that grows on the ground. What is truma on a daraisa level? That comes up very often, and those are the different shitas in the Rishonim. Rashi and Tosfos and a few places in Shas always say, dagon tirosh v'yitzar. That is truma daraisa. Grain, dagon tirosh v'yitzar. What is tirosh v'yitzar? Oil and wine, maybe even grapes and olives. That's a suffix of the Ramban, Al HaTorah. But Rov Rishonim assume, Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar, that's what the Torah says. The Torah says, Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar, and that is Truma Daraisa. All other fruit is Truma, all other fruit are Trumas and Maisos Durabanan. So everybody agrees at least Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar is Daraisa. And everybody agrees that vegetables are Durabanan. That's a Gemara. Trumas and Maisos of vegetables, yirakos or drabanan. What's the machlokes? All other fruit. All other fruit. So what are all other fruit? Oranges and pears and nectarines. All of those, is that truma daraisa? So the Rambam says that all fruit are truma daraisa, while Rashi and Tosfos, as we said, say that no, only dagon tirosh v'yitzar. Good. There is another shita that not a mainstream shita, and that is, I think it's the smag. There's a shita, actually maybe it's the Ravid and the quoted in the Shidim Kubetas and Bamatziah, that shivas haminim. Shivas Haminim, we know, that's what Bikurim comes from. Bikurim only comes from Shivas Haminim. So there's a daya that says, maybe also Trumas and Maisras, only from Shivas Haminim. That is another daya in the Rishonim. But either way, nobody says meat. Meat is never going to have the status of Truma, and therefore it is not going to be treated with Taras HaKodesh, Taras HaTruma, and that can't be a suggestion in the Mishnah. The Rashba says here, why did the Gemara originally say that it's like Rebbe Elazar and not Rebbe Yehoshua, right? Why didn't we, says the Rashba, Klomar de lo Rabbi Yeshua of Rabbi Elazar Asya mitlo misayim ba bchulin shasal tarasat truma kedem sayim ba Rabbi Yeshua, as we just said. Umishum the Rabbi Yeshua mitalmidei Beis Hillel v'Rabbi Eliezer mitalmidei Beis Shammai, and since Rabbi Yeshua is a Talmud of Beis Hillel, and Rabbi Eliezer, as we know throughout Shas, is known as a Talmud of Beis Shammai, as the Gemara says elsewhere, Rabbi Eliezer Shamutihu Nichale Lo'ukmei Rabbi Yeshua Kol Hecha Dematzi Lo'ukmei Kavasei. If you could get it to be like Rabbi Yeshua, that's better, because he's a Talmud of Beis Hillel. We'd rather not say the Mishnah, the stam of the Mishnah, is like a Talmud of Beis Shammai. Aval Rabbi Eliezer Lo'muki Elami Dochek. If you have to, you have to, but you'd rather not. Why? Because Talmud of Beis Shammai. And as has come up, the Gemara says in Maseches Brachos, Beis Shammai b'makom Beis Hillel eina Mishnah. What does that mean? Beis Shammai is a more rejected opinion than other rejected opinions. Usually we have the principle, like the Gemara says in Erevin, Daf Yud Gimel, Elu ve'elu Zevi Elokim Chayim. So even though there's a rejected opinion, there's still value to the other opinion. There's even halachic value in certain cases. Maybe some people can hold like him, B'shas HaTchak. Maybe their Talmidim hold like him. Is there ever Yeshbi Amalispo? Could you ever say Kimli like that Shita? So whenever you have a machlokes, there is even halachic validity to the other opinion. But when it comes to Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai b'makom Beis Hillel eina Mishnah. The Mesillas Yesharim explains that different than other rejected Shitos, there's a danger. If some pala Beis Shammai, there are a whole group of people, and there's a danger of the splintering of Klal Yisrael. Right? There's enough splintering even without that. But if we would also not have rejected Beis Shammai as much, that would be even more. That's why Beis Shammai is different than Beis Hillel, because Asi Li De L'Shtei Toros, says the Mesillas Yesharim. It could also be related to the fact that not too many Shitos have been rejected based on a Baskol. The Baskol in Erevin said, Elu Ve'elu Divi L'Kim Chayim V'Alacha Beis Hillel. So if the Baskol says it, maybe that also gives it more significance. But again, that's an important discussion of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. I think I brought the lashon of the Mesillas Yesharim. Let me just read it if I can find it. The Mesillas Yesharim says here in Perek Chaf. If I don't have it, we'll skip it. Says the Mesillas Yesharim here. Shem Yasa Osa Ha'adam Lefnei Hamon Am Yischa Kol Avi Yisloitzesu V'Nimsa Chotiv Neshem Ha'ado V'Nimsa Yislamad. Mumaisid Rabbi Tarfon Yochiach Shehechmir Lahatos Kebei Shammai V'yomer Lo Kedai Yiselachu Basmacha. Right, the first parak in Bracha Shavart Al Divrei Beis Hillel V'sof Sof Nigmar Shehalacha Kebeis Hillel La Olam Hinei Kiyuma Shel Torah Shegmar Din Ze Yishaer Bechol Tokef La'ad U'Liol Me'olamim V'lo Yechlash B'Shum Panim Shelo Teyase Torah Chas V'Shalom Kishtei Toros. And therefore we're Machzik Kebeis Hillel Afilu L'Kula Milahachmir Kebeis Shammai. Therefore, that's Mesillas Yesharim, the end of Perachaf. It's different. It's different than all other rejected opinions. Do we ever paskin like Beis Shammai? Sometimes, if there's a chumrah that we want to be paskin like even lechatchila. Remember, there's a machlok Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. Do you have to go back to where you ate in order to bench? Beis Shammai says yes, Beis Hillel says no. But even Beis Hillel, the Rishonim point out, say that lechatchila, you should go back. So is that paskin like Beis Shammai, or is just that even Beis Hillel agrees to that? L'charchila, that's what you should do. But again, that's one example. But there are other nafkaminas in terms of the rejection of Beis Shammai, different than Beis Hillel. There is a fascinating discussion. If I hold something, and someone else does not hold of it, and they're about to do something, which I hold as mutter, but I know they hold as usser, do I have to tell them? I think it's mutter. They're about to eat something that I consider kosher, but they don't consider kosher. So do I have to say something to them? Right? The Gemara in Sukkah has a related case. There was a case of a type of sukkah that was pasul according to certain Amoraim. And the Amora host thought it was kosher. And he was hosting these other Amoraim that thought it was pasul. So he didn't say anything. So the Rishonim there discuss, are you allowed to do that? The Rishonim in Sukkah, Daf Yudam Abeis. Right? Agninu Rav Nachman b'sukkah sheno yeho muflagin mimena arba tzvachim. Ishtiku v'lo amri le v'lo midi. Amrlu hadaber rabbanim mishmatayu. Were you choser bo? Amrlu, they said, no, we're shluchei mitzvah, so we didn't need a sukkah anyway. But again, it sounds like from that Gemara that you wouldn't have to say something, the Ritva on that Gemara. The Afa gav da'akati lo yada rabbi gamliel da'hadri mishmatayu. Even though he didn't know yet that they were choser bo. How could they do that? So he says, Mehasha Minan, says the Ritva. Again, it's a big sugya, but we're just mentioning one shita. Mehasha Minan, Shahamachil Lachaveiro, Mashahu Mutterlo Lafidaito, Ein Bazem Mishum Lifne Iver, Lositin Mechshol. If I really think it's Mutter, so Lifne, there's no Lifne Iver. Viavo Bishi Yodea Bechaveiro, Shahu Aser Lo Lafidaito, says the Ritva. Vechaveiro Bali Hora. And then he says, well, maybe this is only if it should be obvious for the, what's the case over there? It's a sukkah. So the person should have realized what type of sukkah it is. He could have seen it himself. Right? But maybe if it's something that there's no way that he could have known about, the kashrus of something else, and maybe that wouldn't be a good model in the Gemara. So there's an arachlaner there. Again, a big and important topic. But maybe, why am I bringing this in? Maybe even if you say sometimes it works, it wouldn't be able to work if you hold like Beis Shammai. Because Beis Shammai is a totally rejected opinion, and he wouldn't be able to say, Kimli ke Beis Shammai, and I'm not going to say anything in that regard. Okay, so that is the Rashba's comment on this Gemara. Good, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Ula, Chavrai Amrin, my colleagues say, Chavrai Amrin, B'chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh u'dilo k'rabi Yeshua. My colleague said exactly like this suggestion that we said in the name of Rabbi Elazar Amar Rabbi Hoshea, right? That the Mishnah is talking about a case of Chulin Shasva Taras HaKodesh, and it's like Rabbi Elazar's, it's not like Rabbi Yehoshua's Shita. Va'ana amina Rabbi Yehoshua hi, meaning we thought, that's what the originally said. My colleague said, Chulin Shasva Taras HaKodesh, Utalok Rabbi Yeshua does not fit into Rabbi Yeshua's opinion. Right? We would rather, as we just talked about, have it fit into Rabbi Yeshua's opinion, but we said Utalok Rabbi Yeshua, because, you know, he's the Talmud of Beis Hillel, we'd rather say that, but Utalok Rabbi Yeshua. Va'ana amina, but Ula says, but I say Rabbi Yeshua, he can even fit in according to Rabbi Yeshua. Because remember, what was the whole diuk that we said, according to Rabbi Yeshua, Chul and Shanasu, Altara Sakodesh, you would be able to touch. You're not worried about Shlishis. The whole diuk was from the bottom Mishnah, where the Mishnah said, the case is Chul HaShanasu Al Taras Truma. So we were medayik, the discussion is only about Chul HaShanasu Al Taras Truma, and not about Chul HaShanasu Al Taras HaKodesh. So says, Ula, maybe that diuk isn't a diuk. Maybe the Mishnah is even more inclusive, not to be exclusive. And then you could say the Mishnah is even according to Rabbi Yeshua. So, and that would be even better, as the Rashba just said. V'yama amina Rabbi Yeshua. The Mishnah is talking about not Taras HaKodesh, but it still could be Rabbi Yeshua. V'lomi boy kamar. And the Mishnah should be understood as a lomi boy, not only. Lomi boy chulin shenasu al Taras Kodesh dechamiri. Not only chulin, which you treat on the highest level, you treat it as if it's a carbon, that it's stringent. De'isbehu shlishi. That if you would be considered a shlishi, you would ruin this chulin, just like real kachim. El afilu chulin shenasu al Taras Truma, even if it's the lower level, you're only treating the chulin as truma, nami ispu shlishi, even that would be affected by the shlishi, that if you become a shlishi, you're not allowed to eat truma. So, then that removes the diik that we mentioned earlier, and the Mishnah could even be, according to Rabbi Yeshua. So the Gemara says, man chavrai, who are his chaverim? Who are his colleagues that said this suggestion? And then he argued, it can't be, says Tosfos, it can't be Lo Ratzaloma Rebbe Elazar de la El, right? It can't be Rebbe Elazar, right? Because Rebbe Elazar Lo Havi Karle Chavraya de Rabo Havi. He wouldn't call his Rebbe Elazar his friend because he was one of his Rebbeim. De Rabo Havi, Dam Parakama de Babakama, Ubiyesh Nochlin, Amar Ula, Amar Rebbe Elazar, Halacha. He quoted Rebbe Elazar, so obviously Rebbe Elazar was his Rebbe. He wouldn't call Rebbe Elazar his colleagues. Good. Avokasha, then he says, why didn't he just say Rabosai? Why did he Dafka say colleagues? He could have been quoting Rabbi Elazar. Okay. That's in terms of who the Chavraya are. So let's get back to the Gemara. So Man Chavraya, Rabba Barachanahi. So who are the colleagues that said that the Mishnah, our Mishnah, is about Taras HaKodesh and not like Rabbi Yeshua? Ula says it can be like Rabbi Yeshua. Who are the colleagues that said that it's not like Rabbi Yeshua? Meaning Rabbi Yeshua holds Chulin Shenasu Al Taras HaKodesh, you're allowed to touch with shlishi hands. Right? That's what Rabbi Yeshua said. And if that's the case, then it's against our Mishnah, if our Mishnah is talking about that case. Because the Mishnah says, if it's wet, if the blood comes out, then you're not allowed to touch it. So who are the friends that said that? So it was Rabbah Bar Bar Chana. So we're going to have a 20-line discussion now, but at the end, by the time we get to the top line of Amud Beis, that will be our proof that Rabbah Bar Bar Chana is the one that said this in the Shita of Rabbi Yoshua. So man chavraya, Rabbah Bar Bar Chana. He da'amar Rabbah Bar Chana, Rabbi Yochanan. My ahadri Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yoshua lahadadi. Let's get back into the conversation between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua. Remember, let's remember their shitos. Their shitos were, if I eat tamei food, I become tamei. So who said what? Rabbi Eliezer said, you are what you eat. You eat a rishon, you are a rishon. You eat a sheni, you are a sheni. You eat a shlishi, you are a shlishi. Straight fuck. That's what Rabbi Lazar said. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, it's only one down. If you eat a rishon or a sheni, you're a sheni. If you eat a shlishi, you're a sheni. Lakodesh and not latruma. Okay, a little more unusual shita. So this is the conversation that took place. So Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Eliezer says to Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Eliezer says that the food and the person are at the same level of tumah. So Rabbi Eliezer says to Rabbi Yeshua, you say that the person has to be less than the food, right? If you eat a rishon and a sheni, you're only a sheni. If you eat a shlishi, then you are a sheni. You say the food. I'm sorry. You say the food is less than the person. Matzinu, and there's differences between the person and the food. Matzinu ochel chamer mina ochel. We find, says Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, sometimes that the person could be more stringent than the food. So I'm going to say, if you eat the food, the person has to be at least that level. Rabbi Elazar says to Rabbi Yeshua, if you eat a rishon, you are a rishon. You eat a sheni, you are a sheni. So Rabbi Elazar says, I'm right because we find that people are more powerful and more stringent than the food. Where do we see that? The ilu b'nevelas of tahar b'chutz. If I have a carcass of a kosher bird, a nevelas of tahar, and I touch it, nothing happens. Nothing happens. Lo metame. The ilu, as we know, the exception to the rule, by swallowing the nevelas of tahar inside the ilu ochla, then it's metame me and as I eat it, as it goes through my throat, I am metame the clothing that I am wearing at that moment. So this bird is not metame anything, but I'm metame the clothes, my clothes. So you see the person in this context is more chamor than the bird. If the bird touches clothes, nothing happens. If I touch clothes while I'm eating the bird, so then I am metame the clothing. So you see a person is more chamor than the food. And therefore, says Rabbi Elazar, whatever you eat, you have to at least be that chamor. If you eat a rishon, you are a rishon. You eat a sheni, you are a sheni. That's Rabbi Elazar's svara. V'ilu ochla metame begadim abeis abliya. But if somebody eats it, the bird, so then they are metame begadim. V'anu hechlo nasa ochla kamachal. And therefore, we, the Rabbanan, who are making this gzera, have to at least make it equal. So whatever you're eating, you have to be that level. As we know, this is a very unusual tumah, an exception to the rule that it is the only type of tumah that has this. Usually we know tumah passes in one of three ways. Right? That's the Rambam in the beginning of Tumas Meis. Tumah passes through maga, masa, or ohel. Those are the three. By touching tumah, or by carrying tumah, even if I don't touch it, or by being under the same ohel, or being the ohel, or having it mahel on you. Different types of tumas ohel. But usually those are the only three ways that tumah passes. Maga, masa, ohel. This is an exception to the rule. Right? This is tumah beveis abliya. So the Achronim discuss, is it really a fourth category? That's Rabbi Yosef Engel talks about that, and Rabbi Chaim discusses that. Maybe this is just a fancy type of Tumas Maga. Meaning, usual Tumas Maga touches anywhere on the body. That I touch, I become Tame. Here, it's only if it touches the inside of my throat. Not even the inside of my mouth. The inside of my throat. Right, so maybe it's a fancy type of Tumas Maga. Many rayas throughout Shas, Lakan, or Lakan, but that is the we know what the Tumah is, how to conceptualize and categorize it, that's the question. The Rambam says, in Paragimel of Hilcha Shara of Asatuma, Nevelo Tov HaTor Metame Men HaTorah, Bipi Yashmu Alam Dusha, Zez Shenamar V'chal Nefesh, Ertocha Nevelo Trefa, Be'ezrach V'ger, V'chivis V'gada, V'rach Zavayim, Enu Medamber, Elo Be'ochel Nevelo Tov HaTor Belvad, Shuatzer Mishum Nevelo Trefa. Ketzad Hu Tumasa, Eina metama, lo b'maga, v'lo b'masa, v'lo k'shehi b'soch hapeh. Not even when it's in the mouth. Ela b'soch beis habliya. In going down the throat. Shenemar v'chol nefesh er tochas. The Rambam contrasts it. It's not maga or masa, but toch hapeh. So does he mean it's not maga conceptually, or does he mean just practically it's not maga? Right? I don't think that Rambam is a raya that it's not included in that maga. And that's why the Rambam continues. Haboleh kazayis b'divela softar v'naga bekelim b'shas b'liaso timon v'na'asu rishon latuma. He is matami them. So says the Gemara here for Rabbi Eliezer. Eliezer says, hey, look, this is a case where the person is more chamor than the food, and therefore, when a person eats something, the person has to be at least as chamor as the food. And that's why, rishon, sheni, shlishi, the person becomes a rishon, sheni, or shlishi. Rabbi Yeshua answers back, no, I don't think that's a raya. I think there could be different levels between the food and the person. Remember, what did he say? Rishon and sheni, you eat a rishon, you become a sheni. Right, I think they can be different. Why? Don't bring me rice from Nevelas Oftar. Why? Nevelas Oftar, Logam Rinan, De Chiddushu. That's a Chiddush. Right, what's a Chiddush? Tosfos Yevamos, Daf Zayin, and elsewhere, I think we had a Tosfos like it in Zvachim. Davar Hasoser Es HaKlal. Chiddush doesn't mean something that I wouldn't have known without the Torah, because I wouldn't have known most halachas of the Torah without the Torah. Right, I wouldn't have known many tzitzes and tefillin, but tzitzes and tefillin and other mitzvos are not called Chiddush. What's called Chiddush? In the Gemara, only principles that go against the other rules and system of the Torah. Basar b'chalav is called a chiddush, because usually you put two things together that are mutter, they don't become asr. And here, they become asr. Basar b'chalav is a chiddush. Motzi shemra is a chiddush, because usually you don't have two punishments. And here you have two punishments. Motzi shemra. Edim zomim is a chiddush, because usually you have two edim that contradict each other, you throw them both out. And here, you trust the second ones, not the first ones. So whenever you have davar hasoser es haklal, that's called a chiddush. So that's what the Gemara says here. As we just explained, this is a chiddush. Usually you don't have something that's only metameh, but beis habliyah, right, that's that, and therefore you can't learn from that. Right? Rav Shechter writes in Eretz HaTzvi, the whole principle of a mamatzinu. Mamatzinu means, is based on the fact that you could compare different contexts of the Torah to each other. That's based on the idea that all of Torah is one unit. The Tosefta in Sanhedrin says, kol haTorah kula inyan echad. All of Torah is one unit. And that's why you can compare two different things that have nothing to do with each other on the surface. Right? How do you know the wood of the Mishkan has to stand straight up in the crushim? How do you know that you have to hold your dalad midim straight up as it grows? Because of Atei Shittim Omdim, the passing by the Mishkan. What does the Mishkan have to do with dalad midim? The answer is, Kol HaTorah Kula Inyan Echad, and we compare through a mamatzinu. But that's what the Gemara says, like here, but once it's a chiddush, you can't learn from there. Because chiddush means it's going against the system. Davar hasoser es haklal. And therefore, if it's davar hasoser es haklal, you can't learn from Edim Zomimin, or Basar B'chalav, or the other Motzi Shemra, or the other items that are called chiddush in the Gemara. But here, add this one to the list. Nevelas Oftar is called a chiddush. So that's what Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua says. Don't bring me Uriah from Nevelas Oftar. That, oh, you see a person is as chomer as the food. That's a chiddush. Ella, the opposite. Matzinu shamachal chomer min ochel. Sometimes you could find that food is more stringent than the person eating it. How? In what case? Dilu ma'achal b'kebetza. In order for something to be metameyu, right? Kebetza. The food, the tummy food has to be at least the size of an egg in order to make something else tummy. V'ochel, in order to make something else tummy. V'ochel d'ochel k'chatzi pras. And food, to make a person tummy, right, has to be at least, as we said earlier in Rashi, has to be at least a half a loaf. So you see, food can become tamei from something smaller. And therefore, you see, food is more chomer than people. V'yanu heich nasa, ochel gamachal. Therefore, you don't have to say it's exactly the same, ochel and machal. Rabbi Yeshua says back. And therefore, even if you eat a rishon, you become a sheni. The Rabbanan can say you can become a sheni. Right, this is all the conversation. We didn't get to our proof yet. V'rebi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says back. Let's just finish the conversation. And then we'll make another comment about Rashi. Rabbi Elazar, tuma mishir and lo gamrinan. Well, it says, don't bring me a raya from, oh, a food can become tamei from a beitza-sized food, tamei food. A person eats a half a loaf. They both from Isaac can become tamei. Just because shiurin, they have a different quantity of what they need to become tamei, that doesn't bother me. Rashi's lashon is on the fourth wide line, shiurin milsa ba'anfei nafshehi. Shiurin, that's something independent. V'lav mishum chumra v'kula. It's not because of chumra and kula. There's reasons why you need, based on psukim, based on zeras hakasif. But that's not reflective of a chumra and a kula, says Rashi. right? Just because there's a larger or a smaller shear. That's not chumrin kula. That's just definitional. But that's not going to be a reason why you can't compare. So Rabbi Elazar says, Tuma bishur and logarminan. Va'od lidvarecha. And also, Rabbi Elazar continues to talk to Rabbi Yeshua. Lidvarecha. Sha'ata omer al rishon. Sheni yafe ata omer. Sheni lama. But you yourself just said that, oh, food can be more chamor than the person. So if you eat a rishon, the person's a sheni. But you yourself also said if you eat a sheni, you become a sheni. Right, you said if you eat a rishon or a sheni, you become a sheni. So isn't that going against your principle? Your principle is that the food is more chamor, and here you're saying it's the same. Amar lo, says Rabbi Yoshua back, Matzinu, no, we also find sometimes that it goes across, and it's equal. She hasheni osa sheni adei mashkim. You find sometimes a sheni makes a sheni. Right, if you have sheni latoma food, so all liquids, right, it also could become a sheni al yadei mashkin. And therefore, where do we see that? Amar lo matzinu, Rashi quotes, it's a little step that you have to add in. Rashi adds it in. Amar lo matzinu, you see the Rashi? Matzinu she'ochal sheni osa es chaveru sheni. Sometimes a sheni food can make the other food that it is touching into a sheni. How? Al yadei mashkin. Im naga ochal sheni ba'ochel shamashka tofeach alav. If an ochel, that's a sheni, touches food that's wet, the liquids become a rishon. That's a din d'rabanan which we're about to get to. All liquids become tamei midrabanan to be a rishon. Kidik tani v'azel, as we're about to see. Kalapostel is a truma, anything apostles truma, which means a sheni, matamei mashkin l'schila. The liquid becomes a rishon, and then the food that the liquid is on becomes a sheni. So if a tamei sheni food touches a tamei sheni food that's wet, no, it touches food that's wet, so then the tamei sheni food makes the liquid a rishon, and then the other food is a sheni. So Rabbi Yeshua says, sometimes sheni can become, make shenis. So that's not against what I'm saying. I'm saying if a person eats a sheni, they become a sheni. I have a precedent for that the Rabbanan, within the world of the Rabbanans. Amar lo, so now Rabbi Elazar says back to him, I don't agree with that parallel. V'hamashkenami tchilahavi. As we just explained, the liquids in that case become rishons. It's not that it's a sheni directly making a sheni. The food to the liquid to the food is a rishon. Ditznan, as the Mishnah says in Parah, kol haposel betruma, anything that posels truma. Remember, what does posel mean? It makes it tamei, but the item cannot transfer tuma anymore. So what makes truma tamei, period? A sheni. A sheni makes truma into a shlishi and it's posel. Kol haposel betruma, mitamei mashkin liyoschila. But if it touches the liquid, it makes it a rishon. On a drop on a level. Chutz mitzvulyom. Tzvulyom is an exception. So Rabbi Elazar says that according to Rabbi Yeshua, you should say that the sheni makes it into a rishon. You're saying that the sheni makes a sheni? No, the sheni is touching the liquid. So it should make it into a rishon. Second problem I have with you, Yod, what about your last line? Shlishi sheni lama. Remember the last line that Rabbi Yeshua said. If a person is a shlishi, he makes it a sheni lakodesh. So what's going on here? Your shita is not consistent, Rabbi Elazar says to Rabbi Yeshua. Amar lo, last line in the conversation, Rabbi Yeshua says, Af ani lo amarti ela betruma. My whole discussion was only talking about truma, shetaharasa, tuma hi eitzel kodesh. Right? From a kodesh point of view, from a kodesh vantage point, something that's tahar l'truma is suspect of being tamei, right? Kodesh has a higher standard. So we'll treat it one step more chamor and make it into a sheni. So that's what he says. We'll make this truma, we'll treat it as if it is taras hakodesh. So what do we just do? What do we just do for the best 20 lines? We're trying to find the opinion that says that according to Rabbi Yeshua in that Mishnah, on Lamed Gimel Amud Beis on the bottom, when the Mishnah has the Lashon of Chul and Shanas or Altaras Truma, it's Dafka Taras Truma and not Taras HaKodesh. Because if you say it's Dafka, that's why the Mishnah can't be like Rabbi Yeshua. And we've been trying to look for the Chavrai of Ula. Who were the colleagues of Ula that said the Mishnah can't be like Rabbi Yeshua? And the Mishnah is Meduyik about Truma and HaKodesh? Rabba Bar Bar Chana, who just gave this whole discussion, this whole presentation of the conversation. Good. Period. End of that discussion. One other ha'ara, interesting. The Gemara spoke that in order for food to be metame other food, halacha l'maisa, b'ezras Hashem, Yibanan Beis HaMikdash, and Mashiach is going to come, and we're going to have to remember laws of Tumah V'Tahara when it comes to food. So if food A to make food be tame, it has to be the size of an egg, beitza. What about the food becoming tame? Is there a minimum shear? So that's a machlokas rishonim. Many rishonim say it also needs a beitza. It also needs a beitza. Rabbeinu Tam, the Ramban here, and others all say, and there are many rias to this all over Shas, they bring, without getting into it, that also for food to become tame, it has to be the size of an egg, not just to transmit tumah. But Rashi, in a few places, the Rashba here and the Ramban here quotes the Rashi. Rashi in Psachim, and Rashi in Shabbos, right? Rashi says, no, in order to transmit tumah, it has to be the size of an egg. In order to become tame, even a tiny amount, even a mashahu. And the Rashi has a sifra that he says it's beferis. Shamacha makabo tumah bekabetza ochlen shenoguba mechlal shel tumas atzman bekol shehu. To become tame, even any tiny amount would also become tame. That is Shita's Rashi. And the Rambam also discusses this in terms of in tumas ochlen. Again, we're not going to read the Rambam. The Rambam says here in Perek Dalet, kamashi ochlen the tumah the tumas atzman. Call Shehain, like Rashi. Ve'in ochal tami matami ochal acher, o mashkin od yadayim ashiibo kebeitza, but to transmit tumah, it has to be a beitza. And the Mishnah Melech here has all the fascinating discussions. What if it was mitztaref afterwards to other food? Again, we've discussed that, a couple weeks ago, I remember. But if we think about the svara of Rashi, it's interesting. So according to Rashi, it's easier to accept than to transmit. To transmit something, to give something over, is harder. You have to be the size of an egg. To get something, it's easier. So that mechanism we find elsewhere in Halacha too. So for example, Baalei Tosfos say that a katan cannot be kona something. Katan can't be kona something by himself, right? He doesn't have a yad. But das acheres makne. Even on a daraisa level, if I give something to a katan, if I'm makne to a katan, so then he can. But he can't give it back. There's no das acheres kona. Once a katan has it, he could get it. Meaning what? It's easier to get than to give. Right? Same type of a direction that Rashi Shita is about Tumas Ochlen. That, Das Acheres Makne is also the basis of, interesting discussion in the Achronim. Right? That you can have Das Acheres Makne. So ask the Noda Bihuda in Tshuva, why can't a katan get married? Right? We know there are ways for a katana to get married. Why can't a katan get married? Why? He'll be what's the case? A woman, the chasan is the kona. And the woman is, so to speak, the makna. So why can't the woman be makna herself to the katan? Das acheres makna, to Baalei Tosfos say. So why wouldn't that work? You know there's an answer to that question. That's the Noda Bihuda. Tinyana evene ezer simin nun dalad. Right, he asked that question. So he gives an answer. The Avnei Miluim also discusses this thixos, and he says, well, maybe he's based on the Ran. That Ran in Nedarim that says, even by Kiddushin, the man is the active player. The woman is mafkeres atzma, mavatelas, atzma, right, in terms of conceptual analysis, that's an important ran, that we haven't done in a while. But the Avnei Miluim says, even by marriage, the man is the active party in the kinyan, and therefore you wouldn't apply das acheres makne. It's not a regular case of das acheres makne, and therefore a katan can't be married. But either way, that's, again, another example of easier to get than to give. You might even say it by learning. It's easier to learn something than to teach something, right? Sometimes I can understand it enough that I understand it. Yeah, but then if we're asked to give it over, nah, I'm not so sure, right? It's easier to get than to give. So again, there's many, this is Rashi Shita, the Hashkafic message of Rashi Shita about Tumas Ochlen. Weiter. Amar Rabbi Zera, Amar Ravasi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Anai. Ha'ochel Shlishi, so other related issues of Tumas Vatara. We got two more dafim relating to Tumas Vatara before we get back to Inyani Shchita. If somebody eats a shlishi, if somebody eats a shlishi of chulin, naasu gufo sheni lakodesh. His guf becomes a sheni, meaning like Rabbi Yeshua. That's what Rabbi Yeshua said earlier. If you eat a shlishi, your guf becomes a sheni on a derabana level. And remember the whole gzeira, mishum, truma in your mouth with the liquid. Good. Rabbi Zeira quoted this in the name of Rav Asi, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, in the name of Rabbi Yanai. So now Rabbi Zeira, who was the original quoter, asks Rav Asi, who we quoted this in the name of, Shlishi Sheni Lakodesh Ve'ein Sheni Latruma Bechulin. Right. What happens if the Brisa says Shlishi? If you eat a Shlishi Sheni Lakodesh Ve'ein Sheni Latruma. Bechulin shenasu altaris truma. We learned, I'm sorry, in the Mishnah before. Altaris truma in altaris hakodesh lo. But didn't we say before, we made the diuk, didn't Rav Rachana make the diuk, that it's only Altaris Truma, not Altaris Kodesh? Didn't we just prove that? So Amalei, let me buy Kamar. No, didn't we say, on Amun Aleph, Ula said, I don't agree with Chavrai. Ula said, I could think it's Lamdafka. Vaha Af Ani Lo Amarti Ela B'Truma Kamar. But wasn't his Lashon of, I only said it by Truma? Chul Shasal Das Truma, not Kodesh? Amorai, Nino Alibad Rabbi Yochanan. So it's a Machlokas, Machlokas Amorai. Machlokas Amaram, as we saw, Machlokas between Ula and Rabbi Barchana, how to understand that Shita of Rebbe Yehoshua. Good. Amar Ula, we continue. Ha'ochel shlishi shel chulin shenas altaris truma. Nifsal gufo milacho betruma. If somebody eats a shlishi of chulin shenas altaris truma, again, it's chulin, but you're treating it like truma. So, it's a shlishi, so your guf is nifsal for meaning truma. What do you mean? Because what's your guf? A shlishi? But a shlishi doesn't affect truma. If a shlishi touches truma, it doesn't affect it. You're right. But a shlishi still can't eat truma. Even though a shlishi does nothing, if a shlishi touches truma, nothing happens, but a shlishi cannot eat truma. My kamash malon, tanina. Right? And this is all quoted alach lamaisa. All of these quoted are in the Rambam in Hilchos Avos HaTumos. My kamash malon, tanina. That we learned this in the Mishnah that we've been talking about. Shlishi sheni la kodesh vein sheni la truma b'chol shenas altaris truma. Sheni hu delo havei hashlishi havei. Right? It's not a sheni, but it is a shlishi. So the Gemara says, imiyahi hava mina lo sheni havei v'lo shlishi havei. I would have thought that if you eat this, then you're not even a shlishi. You're nothing. V'yadi damar sheni b'kodesh amar nami ein sheni b'truma. And because you said sheni b'kodesh, you said you're not a sheni b'truma, but also you're not a shlishi b'truma. Kamash v'la no, you are a shlishi b'truma as well. Either way, this is the discussion of this halacha. Again, generally, Tumah V'Tahara, as we're talking about, generally goes down a level on a Daraisa level. Right here, we're talking about most of what we did today was on a Darabanan level. The Rabbanan said that if you eat in Rishon, you're a Rishon, a Shani, you're a Shani, or all of those are Darabanan, and the Rabbanan can make up whatever rules they want. They could say that the Truma goes across on the same level. On a Daraisa level, Kimat always, the Truma always goes down. An Av makes a Rishon makes a Shani, etc. on a Daraisa level. There are some exceptions. There are some exceptions where the Tumah goes across, doesn't go down. So remember, Cherev Harehu Kachalol, right? The principle in Maseches in Parshas Chukas, where if there's a knife that's used in a case of a death, so that knife could become Aviyavo Satuma, right? It goes across. Or comes up Mishkav Azov or Merkav Azov. If a Zov is an Avatuma, and whatever a Zov sits on, something that's normally sat on, so that item is also an Avatuma. So once in a while, things go across, and there's lundus, why that is. Or Soloveitchik we've quoted in the past by Mishkav Azov, because Azov is not metame, a Mishkav. Azov just is magdir it. Usually, Tumah transfers. But what does Azov do when he sits on a couch? The couch is now called the Mishkav of Azov. It wasn't that the Zov was metame, the couch. The Zov made it into the couch of Azov. The couch of Azov is tame, avatuma. Because the Torah says it's an avatuma, just like a sheres is an avatuma. It's not from the Zov, it's from the Torah. That's why you go. So Cherev Harei Kachala also. It's a definitional. It's not a transfer of Tum in the normal way. But again, those are the exceptions to the rule. The general rule is that on a Raisa level, Tumah always goes down, and that is how we usually understand it without these exceptions. Good. One more. Let's just do a little more. Ace there of Hamnuna Le'ula Harishon Shebachulin Tame Umetame. Harishon shebechulin. If something is a rishon of chulin, and we're treating it, right? We're treating it as a rishon, it's tame and it's metame truma, right? It can make truma, into a sheni. Vahasheni posalveina metame. But a sheni, something that's sheni l'tuma, it passels truma, right? That means it only transfers one step, veina metame. But it's not matame, meaning it doesn't give it the power to matame something else. Vashlishi, and if you have a shlishi, something that's tame, tuma shlishi, nechav zidadema, you could mix it into truma. Because shlishi, as we know, only affects kachim, it does not affect truma at all. But one second. Vi itma, vi yamri, but if we just said that if a person is a shlishi, then they can't eat truma, even though shlishi could touch, the i'amrit nifsal gufo milachol b'truma. But if we say that if somebody's a shlishi, then their body cannot eat truma, safinin le'a midi, the pasle le'gufes, how can you mix it in? How can you mix this in, the shlishi? You can mix it into the truma, but if you eat the shlishi, you become a shlishi and you can't eat truma. So how could this be mixed in to your truma pot that you're going to eat? Answers the Gemara, because it's not really truma anymore. Amar lei, hanach l'dezid hadema. Remember, zedema is from the word meduma, right? Mixed in, the truma and the chulin. Hanach l'dezid hadema, deleka kizayis bichdei achilas pras. Because you don't have enough truma in order to be considered an achilas truma, right? You don't have the kizayis bichdei achilas pras, right? Whatever that means in terms of time, in terms of amount. Yud sugya, maybe we'll start with that by the Shema tomorrow. But this is why it wouldn't be a problem to put the shlishi in the mixture of truma, even though if you are a shlishi, you cannot eat truma. Okay, we'll have to stop there. Again, today, this week's shiurim was sponsored Lila Nishmas Shlomo Shmuel ben Reb Yitzchak and Miss Anna Meisels, whose yahrzeit was Tezayin Teves, by her son Charles Meisels. We'll stop right here.